Spirit Life CNS Church invites you to join our programs where the Word of God will transform your life for better. Our programs are as follows: Sunday service, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesdays, Bible studies, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our monthly VGOs every last Friday of every month by 10 p.m. to down. Business and Leadership Summit every quarter of the year. Prayer and Prophetic Summit, second Friday of every month, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. under the leadership of the Presiding Shepherd, Prophet Cheru of Badari. Worship with us at Spirit Life CNS Church, opposite Wando Filling Station, beside Olashem Filling Station, Iwo Road, Ibadan. Telephone 081-3252-9517, 070-1927-7557, 00-6732-5748. Website www.spiritlifecns.com. Come and live the Word of God by proof. Your life will never remain the same. Jesus is Lord.
And not greet him. That's not born again. I was sharing in Bible study. A member of our church was giving quick notice where they live. Why? Because they discovered they worship in the CNS church. I don't need to mention the name of the church that can do that, you know. When we're in school, if you stretch hand, they don't shake you because they are so born again that your hand will contaminate their spirit. What a concept! What a deception! And to come home, some of us at home, when I mean home, you know what I'm saying, CNS. We believe born again is a particular denomination. And when you're born again, and when you're amen, amen. There was a day I asked them in my church where I said, please, please. I used to hear you say, Ijo born again. Ijo tiwa, Ijo kini, Ijo mima. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, say, I am born of God. I love the scripture in 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. Whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. This is the victory. Tell somebody, say, I am not trying to get victory. I am born victorious. I love the way the Bible puts it about Jesus. The Bible says he was born a king. He was not born to be a king. That was why Herod was crazy when he heard about him. He heard a prophecy that this person will be born a king. We were born victorious. The day you came into Christ was the day you won. And let me tell you something. This concept that we are teaching of being born of God will change your mentality about witches and wizards. If a lion gives birth to a lion, it will be a lion. A lion cannot give birth to a monkey. If you are born of the spirit, you are of the spirit. I love this man so much, Nicodemus. He asks the most important question in the synoptic gospel. Nobody asked. Go and check the whole of the synoptic gospel. Nobody asks important question like Nicodemus. There was no Pharisee that asked some of the foolish question they asked Jesus. The whole of divinity, the deity himself, stood before them. The stupidity they could do was to ask him, how will you heal on Sabbath day? Show us your father. We will believe you. We don't even know your father because your mother did not have husband when she had you. Praise God. Nicodemus came and asked Jesus, Master, we know thou art from God. What can I do to inherit? That's the most important question anybody can have. What can I do to inherit the kingdom of God? Give me John chapter 3. John chapter 3 from verse 1. This will bless you so much. Hallelujah. There was a man of the Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man even happened to be a ruler. Give me verse 2. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, anywhere, anytime you study, especially in the synoptic gospel, you see verily, verily, there's an emphasis that is coming thereafter. Jesus said to him emphatically, it's an emphasis, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again. In other words, except a man be born of God. Now, born again, like I told you, is not some concept of religious manifestation. Born again is not being religious. Born again, many of us, listen to me. When I was growing up in secondary school, anytime I see this brother, there's a way he dressed. I used to be afraid of coming to Christ. The way he behaves, They make life look like this. To be a Christian is such a difficult thing. So anytime he's approaching me to preach, I'm already afraid because I don't want to live his kind of life. I used to tell myself, if this is what born again is, I don't like it. Always moody, don't talk to people. They don't greet people. If you are coming like this because you are a sinner, so that your sin will not touch them, they move behind. There's this, they make it look, they become religious instead of living the life. Say after me, say Zoe. But when I came into Christ, thank God for the Holy Spirit. I never knew it was this sweet. Oh my God. Tap your neighbors. Say it is sweet to be born of God. It's not some rejected set of people in the society. That's how some people seem born again. And so they walk like rejected people. They say it's because we are born again. It's not some set of defeated people. Many of us, because we are born again, we accepted failure when we're in school. Say, you know, this earth, there's no hope for me, but in heaven there is hope. The fact that you are born of God is the reason you should come best in your department. People failing in the name of born again. You see a temblik coming out of the top of his class and born again is claiming that he is a failure because he's born of God. God cannot born a failure. He is God. He had never failed. He can't born a failure. People have bastardized what it means to be born of God. And so, we live a lower quality of life in the name of being born again. Look at what Jesus said. Give me verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old and he enter the second time? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? He did not understand what Jesus was saying. Now, many of us think being born again means somebody giving birth to you. Actually, it's like that. But this time, it is of the Spirit. Now, look at the answer. Give me verse 5. Look up, everybody. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I said unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit. Anywhere you see water in the Bible, it talks about the word. We were studying last week where the book of Peter said, he said, you are born of the seed. That seed in the Greek word means the sperma. The sperma. The way a man will deposit a seed in the womb of his wife and she will give birth to a baby that carries his gene. When God gave birth to you, there's a sperma of the Spirit that was conceived through the Holy Spirit. There's a seed. You were born by word. You were born by the word of God. Now look at this. And the water, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Verse 6, make it quick. That which is, oh glory to God. I love this place. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. And then that which is born of the Spirit is what? Is spirit. Tap your neighbor, say, I'm a spirit. I live in a body. I have a soul. Say it louder. I am a spirit. I live in a body. And I have a soul. That is who you are. You have been born. When you came into Christ, you were born. The day you said, I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, you were born of the Spirit. You are not like every other human being walking on the streets. Don't join them in bribe. You are a spirit. You are not like every other person that you work together with in your office. You are a different person. You are born of the Spirit. How many of you have noticed the Bible says, don't take this place away, please. John chapter 4 and from verse 24. He said, God is a spirit. And those that must worship him, must worship him in spirit and in truth. It means if you are not born of God, you can't worship God. This is the origin of religion. People trying to worship God without becoming spirit themselves. This is where religion came from. Looking for a pattern, how to get to God without first becoming God. And so any other person, I don't care what religion, Islam, Hindu, whatever you, traditional religion. If you are not, he said, the worshippers, these are the type of worshippers that he seeks. Those who can worship him from the same likeness, the same spirit that he has. They are called true worshippers. They are true worshippers. And when you are born again, you become a worshipper. When you are born again, you don't need a structure to worship. Anywhere you are, in your bedroom, in your kitchen, in your toilet, anytime you open your mouth, God hears himself from you. There's a part of God inside of you called spirit. Say, I am born of God. Give me verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto thee, you must be born again. You must be born of God. Don't be surprised. Yes? Verse 8. I love this. Tap your neighbor, say, I'm born of God. God cannot born a failure. I cannot fail. Say it with some conviction. I am born of God. God cannot born a defeat. I cannot be defeated. If you believe what you have just said, shout hallelujah. Now, let's read it, everybody. Want to go? The wind blows where it pleases, and you hear its sound, but you don't know where it comes from or where it is going. So it is with everyone that is born of the Spirit. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tap your neighbor. Say, my ways are mysterious. Tell your neighbor, only God can explain me. Now, I want to tell you that the day you came into Christ, the devil cannot explain you again. Many of you think you have made the devil look so big. Can I talk to you this morning? The devil does not know what you are thinking now. It's only a trick he uses. The devil is not omniscience. Why? The devil can talk to, he can detect the life of anybody who is not born of God. But when you are born of God, the Bible says you become like a wind. Where you are coming from, nobody knows. Where you are going, nobody knows. And that's why when somebody is born again, you don't underestimate him. He may fail today, but tomorrow he will triumph. Because his ways cannot be the only God. Only the Holy Spirit can explain him. Whosoever is born of God can never be defeated. He may look like the devil is defeating him today. He may look like the devil has turned your life around. You don't even understand. You are at a spot where you cannot really say, this is where I am going. But the Bible says your way is that the way of a wind. You cannot stop the effect. Though you can't see it. You can't see where it's coming from. You can hear the sound. Listen to me. There's this wind they call tornado. May we not see it in Nigeria? Say a better amen. As big as this house is, it will uproot this house. It means if you are born of God, no devil, no wall, no satanic pillar. Okay. Listen to me. When they say, okay, to what do you mean? If you are born of the Spirit, you are like the wind. And when you are coming, everything standing before you, they will be uprooted. That's the meaning. Because you are born of the Spirit, your effect cannot be denied. They may not see where you are coming from, but your effect cannot be denied. You will see results in all the areas of your life. Say a louder amen. Amen. Give me verse 9. How can these things be? Asked Nicodemus. Nicodemus was confused. So what are you saying? That I will become like a wind and my life will become so mysterious. People don't know where I'm coming from. They don't know where I'm going. That's how you are. And that's why when somebody is in Christ, please, never underestimate him. Don't ever say he will not become something or he will not become anything in life. Because he can become what nobody, even him, there will be surprises in your life. I say that again, there will be surprises in your life. And that's why the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17, when a man is in Christ, he is a new species. He has never existed before. He's a new species. His history is in God. His family lineage is in God. He does not have a past. There are some of you here who have so many issues in your past before you came into Christ. You used to be an addicted person to drug. You used to be addicted to sex. You have curses in your family. The day you were born of God, the day you came into Christ, your past, you started anew in Christ. That's why the Bible says you are a new creation. The devil may be using your past to haunt you out of your ignorance. But the day you came into Christ, the day you were born of God, everything changed. There was a change of status quo. There was a change of status. Shout hallelujah. Give me Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. I love this. For we are his creation, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared ahead of time so that we should walk in them. You are his creation. You are his masterpiece. You were created in him. When you were born of God, you were not recreated. There's difference between recreation and creation. There's difference between if it were you were recreated, it would be that it was your old life that was repackaged. Mm-mm. Your old life died in Christ. A new you. That's why the Bible says, for we are his creation. Now, there was first the creation, everybody. All the human beings on earth. All of them were first creation. There was now another creation in Christ. Say after me, another creation in Christ. Now, there's a general creation that came from Adam. All human beings, male, female, old, young, tall, black, in whatever, dark in complexion, all creation. Now, when we came into Christ, there is another creation. That's what the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 and verse 19. The earnest expectation of the creations, they await the manifestations of the sons of God. That's one of my favorite scriptures. So, the creation not born of God, they are waiting for the creation who have been created in Christ. The prosperity of any nation is not in the hand of unbeliever. The prosperity, the liberty of any nation is in the hand of sons. He gave us the authority before he left. Why? For we are his creation, created in Christ Jesus for good works. Only in us can good works be found. And when a believer refuses to rise, evil works will prevail. And that's a challenge we have in Nigeria. We have confined this life to the four corners of the church. You have confined the life, the most powerful life on earth and in heaven, to church activities. Isoji, you clap, you sweat, we prophesy and see vision every year after year, doing the same thing, praying that government to change, praying that society should change. Until you infiltrate the society with this life is contagious. If you live with somebody in your room for a whole year and Zoe could not alter the life of that person, questions should be asked. The life is too influential. In the upper room, 120 people were impregnated with this life. In less than 2 years, the whole of Asia was penetrated. In 2 years, Paul conquered Asia. That same Asia, Turkey, part of it now. All the churches that were built are now structures for museum. We kept the life. We trapped the life. We limited the life to annual anniversaries. Ajodun to today. Hey! The life of power. The Bible says, Apostle, oh glory to God. Apostle Paul was gathering sticks. What a life. A life that cannot be poisoned. As he was gathering sticks, a cobra fasting itself. And some people say, this man must be a murderer. He has killed somebody before. That's why Nemesis is catching up with him. The Bible says, hey, say life is in me. And the Bible says, he shook the cobra into fire. And people say, this man must be a god. They are correct. They are correct. This life is too powerful. Anywhere you go, this life should be made manifest. It's not, born again is not changing your hairstyle. Say, now I'm born again. Kodoro. Let your head never lack oil. That's not what we are saying here. There are some hairstyle that is not good for a believer. You know that. For we are his creation, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared ahead. Listen to me. The Bible said before the foundation of the heart, he has us in mind. So when Adam messed up, God was not perturbed. Because the new creation was in the mind of God. There was a plan from onset that there will be a creation after a creation. Listen to me. We don't celebrate that we buy a car. Unbelievers buy cars. If you come to church, you buy Tokumba car and start. Eba Miki Ali, glory to God for that. We don't say, our reason for celebration as believers is not because we build houses. Do you know how many estates are owned in Banana Island by people who have never mentioned Jesus before? Finland has the strongest economy in the world. They are 20% Christians. We don't celebrate. We celebrate a life. That's what we celebrate. It's called eternal life. To be born of God, it means you will, listen to me. The real me is not this thing you are saying. There's a glorified body prepared for me. I'll show you. Give me Romans chapter 8. Give me Romans chapter 8. Give me from verse 19. This is very important. Stop limiting the life of power that is in you. Believers are so limited, kept in the lower place of the society, live like victims in the society. No, it's a life of victory. It's a life of power. We are not trying to conquer. We already conquered. Shout hallelujah. Now, this is the, say after me, say first creation. This creation are those who are not in Christ. For the creation eagerly waits with anticipation for God. Hey, Tap your neighbor, say they are waiting for me. I knew this for so long. Oh my God, I knew it for so long. That many people, for so long, this is one of my favorite scriptures. I used to say it. That nations are waiting. Only God knows how many visas I'm going to have on my passport. Nations, they are waiting. Then listen to me, you don't know. The reason you behave like this is you don't know. So all you do is to provide for yourself alone, my family, your food. You don't think that nations are waiting. And that's why this spirit of controversy that is going on about tithe is not to fight pastor. It's beyond pastors. Listen to me. It's that behind the scene there are forces fighting the prosperity of the church. We can't deny the fact that there are pastors misusing church fund. It is a pastor that does not have vision that will eat church money. There are too many things to do. And so, as a believer, you should know that you are born to change nations. You are not born to be. You were ready made. You were not born to be. You came ready made. You came fully packaged, fully decorated in God. You will manifest. Yes. I say it, your voice will be heard. Yes. For the creation eagerly waits with anticipation for God's sons to be revealed. It means many of us are veiled. We are not seen. You are a son. In your society, you are veiled. You are born of God. There's a veil covering you. The veil of ignorance. You don't know. When a lion does not know it's a lion, we eat just everything every other animal eats. When you don't know who you are, you misbehave. You will be revealed. Look at verse 20. This is interesting. For the creation was subjected to futility. The creation subjected to corruption. I spoke to you last week about the corruptible seed. As the devil came and corrupted the seed through the eating of the fruit. The Bible says, for the creation was subjected to futility, vanity, not willingly, but because of him who subjected it, in the hope that the creation itself will also be set free from the bondage of corruption into the glorious freedom of God's children. This is the reason we do evangelism. Anytime you are going, you are recruiting them into the freedom, the glorious freedom of becoming God's children. That's what you do. Anytime you convert one person, God has just given birth to another child. Anytime you speak to somebody and the person accepts Jesus Christ, another person has been born in God. Shout hallelujah. Let me show you something. Give me verse 22 quickly. For we know that the whole creation has been groaning together with labor pains until now. I was watching a particular documentary. A nation like America, you know, America is not like Nigeria. There are things they don't pray about. There are things, the system has made it so organized that some things are not in their prayer list. So if you don't have a job, there's a stipend coming because you are a citizen. There's a place where you can go and eat free food. There's a place where you can sleep nice with air condition if you don't have a place to live. So the system, and so somebody was making an interview and he said, was preaching to the person, he said, you need Jesus Christ. And he said, well, why will I need Jesus? Nobody should tell me how I should live my life. It's my life. So the high rate of unbeliever is growing. Atheists, people who don't believe God, they are so comfortable. But right inside of them, there is still something lacking. They don't want to die. And we have the solution. The Bible says we shall live forever. Many of them, if you ask them about death, they are afraid. They ask a particular man, if you die now, where are you going? He said, that I don't know. Do you know how many religious leaders were asked? Muhammad precisely was asked. If you die, Muhammad, his followers asked him, if you die and you go now, where are you? He said, even him does not know. Tap your neighbor, say, we know. That was what Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15. If our hope and expectation in Christ is only here on earth, we are of all men most miserable. Shout hallelujah. Look at verse 23 quickly. Verse 23, because of time. And not only that, we ourselves who have the Spirit as the first fruit, we also, oh, look at this, is very important. Look at this place. You need to understand this place. We also grow within us, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our bodies. Now, those of us who are already created in Christ, we too, we are waiting for something, for the glorified body. Say after me, say, I will receive my glorified body. This body is temporal. You can see me sweating. You can see me sweating. After sometimes, if you don't eat, you fall sick. You get tired. But there's a body you'll be clothed with. You will never get tired. That was the body that was revealed in Matthew chapter 17. When Jesus revealed that body to them, the Bible says the light that was coming from him was so powerful that the disciples could not look at him. That's the kind of body you begin. In a little while, only our pamela rada. That's what Paul is saying here. See, we are waiting for that body. This one we drop. This is to make you live here. This body is for this place. It will change. In a twinkle of an eye, we'll be clothed with a glorified body. And so, everybody that has tribal mark now, don't bother. Don't worry. In heaven, you won't see it there. If you have bare hair, glorified body. Glorified body. See people looking. There will not be ugly person because it's a glorified body. Everybody will be looking well. And so, that glorified body will make you recognize everybody. When we get to heaven, there will be no introduction. Mm-mm. No introduction. This is Baba Muzi Orimolade. The glorified body is a perfect body. You have supernatural intelligence. You know everything. When you see Solomon, you know Solomon. When you see Adam, all your grandparents, you will see them. If you have lost anybody in Christ, listen to me, there are people you lost in Christ, you did not grow up to meet. When you get to heaven, you will know this person was my family on earth. Glorified body, the body of glory. But meanwhile, take care of this body because you need it here. Take it, take care. Because now that we are talking about the glorified, take care of this body. Without this body, no matter how anointed you are, you can't help people here until you have good health. That's why Paul said, he said, bodily exercise is good. Say much more better is spiritual exercise. Shout hallelujah. I have some important things to say here that will really help us. When you were born of God, you became a faith being. Say after me, I am a faith being. Now, many of you have misconstrued the faith in the synoptic gospel for the faith in the New Testament. Great faith. The Bible says Jesus saw a woman and the woman came and touched him. And the woman said, I know if I touch the hem of his garment, I'll be healed. And Jesus turned to her, said, I've never seen this kind of faith before. Another man called the centurion soldier. He said, Jesus, you don't need to come to my house. He said, just speak. When you speak, I'm a commander. I know what it means to dish out authority. The same way, say. Now, that is not a believer's faith. Because that man was not even a believer. So the faith is the sense knowledge faith. When you came into Christ, it was a given faith. It was faith of Christ that was given. It wasn't the centurion's faith or the woman that told Jesus that even the dogs eat from the crumbs that falls from the master's table. And Jesus told her, oh, I've never seen this kind of faith before in Israel. The faith of a believer is not the faith of the centurion man. Mm-mm. It is the faith that was given. When Christ resurrected, a faith life came. And that's why the Bible says, no one can call Jesus Lord except by the Holy Ghost. How? The Holy Ghost gives you the capacity to believe. When you came into Christ, were you there when Jesus was nailed on the cross? You were not there. How did you believe? What gave you the conviction? The Holy Spirit enabled faith in you. So it is called the faith of Christ. That was what Apostle Paul said in John chapter 22 and verse 20. The life that I now live, I live by the faith of Christ. I live this life by the faith of Christ Jesus. I have been crucified in Christ. It is not I that live again. The life I now live, I live by the faith of Christ. Shout hallelujah. So, when you were born of God, you were born of faith. Tell your neighbor, say, I am a faith being. All the time, listen to me, there is no time you don't have faith. It's just like you give birth to a baby and you say it doesn't have blood. How? It's not possible. So, stop thinking you don't have faith. Start thinking, release faith. The reason you don't receive is not that you don't have faith. You are born of God. So what the Bible says in the book of Galatians chapter 3 and verse 11, the just shall live by faith. Romans 1:17, the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4, the just shall live by faith. Hebrews chapter 10, the just shall. So your existence, you were born. The way oxygen and carbon, you breathe in oxygen, keeps you moving all around. That is what faith is to your, you know, birth in Christ. And so never as a believer think you don't have faith. The only challenge with believers is that believers don't release their faith. Tap your neighbor, say, release your faith. Say it louder, say, release your faith. Say it after me. Say, I have faith by default. Yes. Do you understand by default? By default, it comes naturally. It just comes spontaneously. When you came into Christ, faith was better than you. And that was why in John chapter 20, he told Thomas, he said, Thomas, you believe me? He said, but blessed are they. Talking about our generation. Blessed are they that did not see, they believe. They did not touch, yet they believe. That one is called faith life. Something that happened over 2,000 years ago. And you will see gun pointed at somebody's head like this. Go and see what people are doing with believers, ISIS they are doing. And say, deny Jesus. And they say, no. Was he there when Jesus was killed? He was not there. And what kind of faith at a gun point? You think that is natural? At a gun point, somebody put gun on somebody's head and say, deny. For God's sake, he was not there. That Jesus resurrected, he wasn't there when he resurrected. Do you think it's natural to for somebody to endure that? And yet he said, no, I won't deny him. It's a faith being. It's a life. It's a life. Shout hallelujah. From now, unimaginable things will happen through your hands. I say it again. Unimaginable things will happen through your hands. Give me 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 3 quickly because of time. 2 Peter chapter 1 and from verse 3. Say after me, I'm a partaker of the divine nature. Say, I carry divine nature. May grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and Jesus our Lord. Verse 3. Give me verse 3. Give me verse 3. For his divine power has given us everything required for life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and goodness. Verse 4. This is very important. Verse 4 is important. Look up, everybody. For by this he has given us a very great and precious promises, so that through them you may share in the divine nature, escaping the corruption that is in the world because of evil desire. Now, I want you to look up very well. Look up everywhere. He says, so that through them you may share in the divine nature. As you are now, there is a part, there is the presence and the spirit of God resident inside of you. I'm telling you the truth. This does not come because you fast. It didn't come because you pray. The way you give birth to a baby, and the baby will have eyes, we have nose, we have ability to talk. One of the ability that came with you when you were in Christ was the divine nature. And I'm going to give you few features of the divine nature. What does it mean to have or to live in the divine nature? What are the features of a man that has been born of God? Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Look up, everybody. Ephesians 1 and verse 3. Please make it fast. Yeah. He said, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. Now, he's not going to bless you. Tap your neighbor, say, God is not going to bless me. He blessed. That is that past tense or present tense? Blessed. 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 Tap your neighbor, say, I am already blessed. Live in that consciousness. That is how the reality will come. Look at it. Blessed be the Lord our God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ. With how many? All. The King James Version says, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Say all. Say, I've been blessed with all. Live in this consciousness. You have been blessed. I love what the Bible says in Psalm 50. It says, the cattle on the thousand hills belongeth to God. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 8. Silver and gold. Everything you ought to be, everything you are going to be, the day you came into Christ, your wife was given, your husband was given, the numbers of cars you will rise was given. And that's why you dream most at times. When God allows you to browse into the website, when he allows you to view the site he created for you in the spiritual, you see yourself flying from one nation to the other. I knew it for so long, I'm going to preach the gospel all over the world for so long. I saw it. I saw a lot of people. I saw whites, different races, and I was ministering before them long ago. Why? The day I came into Christ, everything I'm seeing now came inside of me. Everything. What? That was why I said, don't worry. Don't think about tomorrow. The day you were born, everything that made you or that will make you was given to you. You are not about to be given that house you will build. You are already been given the house. Many of you here will build estates. Not because you will labor or sweat. The day you came into Christ, it was given. That's what I'm trying to say. Said, don't worry. You lost your job. You are crying. It's an insult on your personality. What happened to you? The job an unbeliever gave you. You are crying. Dangote gave you a job. Born of God lost a job that Dangote gave him and he started crying. The Bible says, when the prodigal son came to his senses, when he realized where he came from, when he realized his background, when he realized his family story, he said it amidst the swines. He said, I still remember that even slaves in my father's house eat good food. I will go back when he came to the realization. The challenge with us is that there is an identity crisis in the body of Christ. We don't even know where we belong. That's why a sister will go and marry a Muslim and say, is he not the same God we are serving? He's your father. He's not just your God. He's your father. To them, he's a God. To you, he's a father. There's a different relationship. Oh! There is nothing happening in my life now that is a surprise. When I got born again, many things God revealed to me. At times when I see things happening in my life today, I'm not surprised. They were given to me on the 19th of February 1999 when I was born. I think you should celebrate your day of birth in God more than you do every year, the day you were naturally born. See, whatever is born of the flesh is called corruption. He said, but there's an incorruptible. He said, the mortality. He said, the immortality will overtake mortality. You are born of God, and that's why that spirit and that power in you, many things you see in your dream, the same food you eat in the dream, other creation ate, they landed in the hospital. They brought Eber, you finished it. Lately, somebody brought, I love goat meat. So in the dream, I saw goat meat and I ate it. If it were before, listen, it has changed now. There's a life in me that neutralizes poison. It causes a way. So if you like, the devil will tell his agent to stop bringing food when he realizes I'm eating and I'm growing. That's the kind of life you should live in. Don't live a defeated mentality. Don't live with the life of a defeated person. Blessed. When you are born of God, you are blessed. Listen, you were blessed. Before you understand tithing, you were blessed. Before you understand sowing of seed, you were blessed. You did not receive that blessing because you sow seed. You received the blessing because instruction was given, you obeyed. It's already been given. Listen, if you don't tithe, you are not cursed. Hello? If you don't tithe, you are not cursed. Because the blessing in the new creation is not tied to 10% how much is your income for God's sake compared to God. The Bible says, God. Listen to me. When we understand God, your money, let me not go into that. I'm preparing I want to give you a message on tithing. So many of you will not be confused. When you are tithing, listen to me. I will give you a good message. I'm not prepared for it yet. Give me verse 4. According as he has chosen in us, in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Because of time, let me quickly give you a rundown. I've said it before. When you are born of God, you have already been blessed. And hello, this blessing neutralizes curses. So if you are from Balogun's family, Babalola's family, the curse your unbeliever's grandfather carried when you came into Christ did not enter into Christ with you. It's not possible. This blessing that God brought you into has the capacity to neutralize family curse. So some of you who still go for deliverance of family curse is as a result of your ignorance. The Bible says you are complete in him. You are complete in him who is the head of all principalities. The Bible says in Colossians 3 and verse 3, for ye are hid in Christ. How dare your father's family curse or for mother's? You said it is your mouth. It came out of your mouth. Listen to me. And the Bible says the just shall live by faith. What you believe is what you are seeing. Is that not your reality? So stop going for deliverance from family curse. You don't have it. Tap your nose and say, you don't have it. Say louder. Say, I don't have family curse. Say louder. Say, my family line has changed. Let me tell you the beginning of a family. Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Then you, Baba. Oh, that's your family line. Anytime anybody asks you of your family line, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Cheru Babadari. How dare will cause. So for cause to get me, it will first remove God, remove Son, remove the Holy Spirit. Say impossible. It's not possible. So all this cause, Ogun. I noticed something in church today. If they will say five prayer, Ogun is four. Ogun, all what? Only be content because of where I went to preach somewhere. Only a Ogun come wa all ja, toba to jata to belong along. How? Innocent children. Your ignorance made you suffer and now you want to hand it over to innocent children. I refuse to let that happen. I broke the circle long ago. What happened to my father, my grandfather, cannot happen to me. My line, family line changed. I was grafted in God. So how can cause come? No family cause, no environmental. That's it. Some people, when they deliver their money, I say, share go with the lady. Ogun, Ogun, Adugo, Tama, Chef, Ogun, 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 Ogun. And so they make money from you. They make money. Now, when you were born, I said this earlier on, you were born not to win. To win means you have not won yet. You were not born to win. You were, as soon as you came into Christ, coming into Christ is the winning. So we are not in a battle. There's no doubt that we are in a battle. We are not in a battle to win. We are in a battle because we won. We are not fighting for victory. We are fighting from. When you are fighting, before the battle began, victory is ascertained. Because you are not trying to get victory, you are fighting from victory. And so anytime you see anything you don't like, open your mouth. Fight from victory. Speak in tongues. La him, braha visuti. As soon as you say that, listen to me, your family line will answer. As soon as you convert that, change the code. Your family members, God, they will answer. Praise God. So don't try to go and win. Number three, when you were born of God, the day you were born, okay, let me ask this question. Oh, those in Bible study already has expo. How many of you know you will make heaven or you want to make heaven? How many of you want to make heaven? Let me see your hands up. You want to make heaven. Okay, how many of you have made heaven? You already got it. Shout hallelujah. Say heaven at last. Listen, the day you were born was the day you made heaven. The Bible says, for God has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heaven, in Christ. Where is heaven? In Christ. Where are you? In Christ. If you are in Christ, where are you? In heaven. So, don't start the rat race and say, you know, there's this prayer that is coming out. Oh, Lord, then when people pray, there's this religious prayer. Oluwa, ni kenya ye wa ka fi orun se ireje. Emi o fi orun se ireje. The day I came into Christ, Christ is more important. Listen, the reason evil is because Christ is there. And the Bible says, I am seated together with him. Oh my God. I'm seated together with him in the heavenlies. What evil again? That was why Apostle Paul said, we groan for the redemption of our body so that we will practically enter. When he said, pray like this, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That prayer was accomplished at resurrection. And so heaven life was brought down, which is the life of God in a man. So as you are now, you carry a life. Heaven, the meaning of heaven is a realm in the spirit. Some other day we'll talk more about heaven. Now, I've said it before, you don't have a past in Christ. Your citizenship changed when you were born of God. The day you were born of God, your citizenship. The Bible says you are in the world, but you are not of the world. You are in the world, you are not of the world. Your DNA change, everything about you change. But this thing becomes so active in you when you know how to use this thing. Okay, lastly, let me put it this way. Our birth in God came through legal process. When you were born, it was legal. Tell your name. Now, there's something we call illegal children. Maybe they were out of rape or something they have. But when God gave birth to you, it was legal. Why was it legal? Somebody had to die because you were dead. So to take the position of your deadness, Jesus had to die. Your destination is supposed to be hell. So he went to hell. Why 3 days in hell? The first day represents the whole of your past. The second day represents your present life. The third day, there can never be fourth day. It will never be yesterday, today, or tomorrow. So the reason he stayed for 3 days was to capture your past, your presence, and your future. So your destination is supposed to be hell. So he went to hell. Substitution. So everything was legal. There was no way God would have fought against his own word when he says the wages of sin is death. If after we now sin, without a legal process to redeem us back, God would have fought his word, and God cannot fight his own word. Say, I exalt my word even above my name. He cannot go against his word. And so it's a legal process. Let me close with Hebrews chapter 2 and from verse 14. Make it fast. Make it fast. Time is up. Hebrews chapter 2. Next week we will continue. You know, the Bible says he's not ashamed to call us brethren. Hebrews chapter 9. You see that in for as much as then as the children and partakers of flesh and blood, he himself, because we that are to be born, we had flesh and blood. He also likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. Verse 15, make it fast. And deliver them who through fear of death were all in their life subjected to bondage. Verse 16, for verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Let's go. Wherefore, in all things, it beloved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God. He make reconciliation for the sins. Or the rise up to your feet. There's no time. Are you convinced you are born of God? Listen to me. As I'm grown now, there is nobody again that can tell me that I'm a woman. You can't tell me. I'm so convinced. Everything has proven it. Go with that courage anywhere you go. Lift up your hands and talk to God and say, Father, I take my place in sonship. The Bible says, ye are joint heirs. You share the same property with Christ. Open your mouth and say, Father, I partake of my share of the divine nature. Thank you, Lord. I release you into glorious manifestation. Amen. Of sons and daughters of God. Amen. You will shine. In Jesus' name I pray.
Spirit Life CNS Church invites you to join our programs. We are the Word of God. We transform your life for better. Our programs are as follows. Sunday service, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Wednesdays, Bible studies, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Our monthly videos every last Friday of every month by 10 p.m. to down. Business and Leadership Summit every quarter of the year. Prayer and Prophetic Summit, second Friday of every month, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Under the leadership of the presiding shepherd, Prophet Cheru of Badari. Worship with us at Spirit Life CNS Church. Opposite one. Filling station beside other shame filling stations in War Road, Ibadan. Telephone 081-3252-9517 or 070-1927-7557 00673257 48. Website www.spiritlifesianess.com. Come and live the word of God by proof. Your life will never remain the same. Jesus is Lord.